Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. And I'm joined in the studio by the rather lovely Abby Norton. Hello, Abby.
Hello.
I'll just see you because you're so short. The monitor's like right in the way. I'm having to lift up to see you. You're okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're from, well, all the way from Essex, but you're from Leigh-on Sea.
Yeah.
Well, how did you like the drive down? Was it, what was it like?
Was it? It was wet.
Yeah, I can imagine. The roads were terrible, weren't they?
Yeah.
Have you been to Brentwood before?
I used to come here for football matches, but that's about all.
Do you play football?
I used to, yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
What do you mean you stop now? Have you? Because the music's getting in the way.
Yeah.
So more music, less football.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
let's get to the music because... For the viewers, the listeners, how do you describe your musical genre? What type of music do you do?
I'm like kind of the Ed Sheeran sort of style, but I like to do like rapping.
Oh, fantastic.
Like I that. Take like bits from every sort of genre, really.
Yeah, is that like sing and do a bit of rapping and sing?
Yeah.
That's quite a modern format now.
Yeah.
And you've got a girl on the X Factor doing that quite a bit. Yeah. Sounds really good. Can I ask what age you are?
Yeah, I'm 19.
Oh, I'm really young. First time on the radio as well.
Yeah.
It's not that frightening, is it?
It's not too bad.
No. So tell me about your musical journey. What made you want to get into music?
When I started high school... I wanted to learn guitar. My sister actually went out and got an electric guitar. And I said to my dad that I wanted to get an acoustic one. And I kept up with it. And then I just started getting into, like, drumming, then singing and rapping. And it all come together. And then I started attending, like, open mic nights and writing my own music. And ever since then, it's taken, like... Going for a journey, really.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, you've been to Brentwood before, so you know all about the Towie thing. Do you watch that?
Yeah.
You're not a Towie fan or anything?
No.
So you don't see them all? Because on the way in, they do all the... They do in town, they all queue up and they all go, like, sightseeing round Brentwood. I mean, they probably do that at Leigh-on Sea, don't they? But they come to see the sea there. But here, they just come to see the sea of people who are on the TV Towie programme. So, now tell us about your music, because I know you sing a lot of covers.
Yeah.
And you also do some of your own songs as well, don't
yeah.
you? So, do you like the mixture? Do you like singing the other songs? What's your favourite artist? What type of songs do you sing?
I like... influenced by a lot of type of music.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly like Ed Sheeran. He come around when I was kind of getting into music more, so I suppose I follow him a lot. I like people like Eminem. I like rock music, blues music.
So you can sing. You can just sing anything. So you, when you do your covers, you just like to do covers from bands you like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically.
And what about if you could sing with someone? If someone said to you, look, Abby, who would you like to sing with on stage? Who would you go for?
I reckon I'd probably go for something like Eminem or something, like cover with him, because he's a really good lyricist, so...
He is, yeah. It's a fantastic song. He's been going such a long time now. He's got fantastic albums, and he done a lot. He was live not that long ago. He was in London doing the all the big venues. So
yeah.
he's still touring, which is fantastic. Now you're going to do a song for us in a sec. You're going to do? You're going to do a cover, or you're going to do one of your own songs?
I was going to do one of my own songs first.
Okay, and what one are you going to be singing? Tell us a little bit about it.
It's called Fallen, and I wrote it probably just like before Christmas kind of thing, and it got quite a good response when I sang it at my open mic nights and stuff, so...
Okay, we'll talk about that soon. Okay, well, when you're ready, take it away. We'll have a listen.
Okay, thank you.
That we're living in makes me wanna give it in. Whoa, and I'm falling back down. I'm falling back down. Yeah, there's nothing I can do to stop myself from falling, falling back down, falling back down, yeah. There's nothing I can do to keep thinking of you when I sleep, whoa, 'cause it's you that I want, and it's you that I can have. So please just come back whenever you can. And I'm falling back down, I'm falling back down. There's nothing I can do to stop myself from falling, falling back down, falling back down, yeah. As I plummet right back down, I'm speaking but there's no sound. I'm trying to stop the pain but I don't know how. Trying to grab onto my past but this is now. And as I look back, everything is gone, and it's just left me wondering what went wrong, and do I really belong? So please, can someone tell me, is it yes or is it maybe? I don't know, 'cause this life has faced me, and it's got me thinking I'm going crazy, and I go through it daily. And I'm falling back down, I'm falling back down, yeah. There's nothing I can do to stop myself from falling, falling back down, falling back down, yeah, falling back down.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Fantastic. Well, I must say, I was blown away.
Thank you.
If that's your first time on, right, that's fantastic. I'll give her a clap.
Thank you.
We're not alone in the studio. We've got your family here, aren't we?
Yeah.
I bet they're really proud of you. And it obviously doesn't put you off that they're all looking at you. Is that your little sister?
No, that's my little niece.
Is that your little niece? Hello. So it's nice to have an audience, and it's nice to have support of your family as well, isn't it? So now you wrote that yourself, which is fantastic. Tell us a little bit about your songwriting process, because it's one of the questions I've often asked my guests. Where did you start?
It's kind of hard to explain really for me, because just as I left, I started college, I was saying to my mum, I don't know how I'm going to start to write any songs. And we was, I kept asking her, because when I was younger growing up, my mum always used to, do these little rhymes just off the top of her head. Mm-hmm. And they used to make me laugh.
Songwriter herself, yeah.
Yeah. And I asked her, how did she do it? And I sat down one day and I was just, thinking of all different things, and I just started writing, and that's how it started for me really. But when I write a song, I just usually let my feelings come out onto paper the best way I can. I don't know how else to describe it really.
And you obviously enjoy doing the rap as well on the song, so you write the melody, and then you put a little bit of rap in there. Do you enjoy doing the rap bit as well?
Yeah,
I must say it sounds pretty hard. But you make it sound look so easy, but it's obviously not. To remember all the words, and you're playing the guitar as well, so it's a talent, I must say.
Thank you. Sometimes I do raps on their own, to a backing track and things.
Just rap the whole song.
Yeah, just to get some lyrics out and things like that, and I just really enjoy it. It's music I've listened to as a kid, and sort of grown up around it.
So. More songs nowadays have a little bit of rapping in them. I mean, you got some of the big names, Izzy and Nicki Minaj, etc. A lot of them have got that type of the style. So it's an up and coming style. What about your covers? Do you change your covers slightly, or do you try and keep the cover songs you do close to the originals, or do you tend to have a little rap around them? And
sometimes I like to mix them up a bit. Sometimes I think it's best to keep it like to how they've written it, but I think different inputs sometimes good as well.
Yeah. What about EPs and albums? Is it something you'd like to do? Have you started work on any of these things yet?
No, not yet, but I'd definitely like to do it. I record a load of my songs at home and things, and I try and send them off different places and get people, like different people, to hear them. Just hopefully one day I get the right person.
But you've got stuff on. You have stuff on YouTube, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Is that something you'd like? Is that you do that yourself?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And you've got a lot of covers on there, so that's a good start, isn't it? To get your music out there, because it's an important part nowadays is getting your music out there on the social media, so to speak.
Yeah.
And getting a following and so you get, when you do gigs, you've got people coming to your gigs.
Yeah.
Talking about gigs, have you tried any? Have you started doing gigs yet?
Yeah, I go to like loads of different open mic nights at the moment, like the Preview Club, South End, the Plough Pub, mainly pubs and like little clubs.
And you're only just old enough to go in them, aren't you?
Yeah.
Got a sneaky shandy every now and again. Get told off though. But is that good for you? Do you find that helps your confidence? Singing in front of people, and it must be nice to sing a song that you've recorded. You record yourself, you've written yourself, and then people clap and cheer at the end of your production, and you think, oh, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, I like the payoff at the end. It's like for other people to be able to relate to my music as well.
Yeah.
It's like something important to me.
Yeah. And what about later on? Is it, as you start to grow as an artist, are you going to want to do bigger and bigger things? Is it something that you want to pursue and possibly, turn into a kind of career?
Yeah, definitely. Like, music is basically my life. Like, it's all I do. Writing songs and all the time. It's like I go and see like family, like my cousins, and that they like music and stuff. My cousin Grant, he freestyles rap and stuff, so I suppose as well I've got it off of like all my family as well, pretty musical.
And freestyle, but when you say freestyle, for people who don't realise what that is, that's kind of like making up on the day. That's like live rapping.
Yeah.
Like you see like
on the spot.
On the spot, you have these like rap off competitions, don't you? One will rap and then someone will take over. That must be incredibly hard.
Yeah,
I don't think I could even dream of pulling it off, because your mind must have to work so fast. I mean, you don't necessarily have to rhyme, but you have to just when you're put on the spot to do anything and speak, it's hard, let alone making something that's going to sound like a rap.
Know.
Have you tried it?
He usually asks me to do it, but I do give it a go sometimes. I'm a bit shy and that. And I like to work out what I'm going to say before I say it.
Have it on paper to give you an idea. Okay. Well, are we going to do another song,
Yeah.
What are you going to do for us this time?
I'm going to do a James Arthur cover of one of his, is not so well known, a song called Faded.
Okay.
That he's done on SBTV.
So. Lovely. Okay, take it away when you're ready.
If I could make it, but don't you cry for, honey, I'm not worth it, honey, I'm not worth it, honey, I'm not worth it, don't you cry for me, me, skipping through the
days to come home. Million conversations, autopilot, stiff flow. I'm on my one mission, eyes down, take note. I never liked you, stay away from me, don't walk the boat. This is the great escape from everything I've ever hated. From all this figuring, this life has got me faded. Fit all the time is doubting, got me underrated. This is my mechanism, moving forward, isolated. Belated superficial gestures of a phony type. I come alive when I'm incarcerated late at night. I wish that I could leave the soul destruction every night. That I could regress in an able-bodied prototype. If that makes sense, I leave him here to handle lesser business. I'm immaterial, but I still got things on a wish list. I love the time. Hear my simplest English. I love the finer things that are being realistic. Ballistic, everybody goes when I'm singing. I'm sick of singing pain, so I'm free, broken winging. And coming out my heart, purer than the way I'm living. Maybe I'll see ya, or maybe I'll just give in. Yeah, I guess it's just too much now that I'm all grown up. I've been dragged through the dirt and now I should be blowing up. And still I'm blowing, yeah I'm blowing. Still I don't know where the hell I should be going. So I guess it's just live like this until my mind goes snap. No love, no drugs. Never fill this gap. Yet I live for the high until it all floods back. Like the tears of the years that I can't get back. I'm faded, not sure if I can make it. Oh, but don't you cry for honey, I'm not worth it. Honey, I'm not worth it. Honey, I'm not worth it. Don't you cry for me, yeah. Me, whoa. Me, yeah. Don't you cry for me.
Wow. Now, I like that. I really, I'll just turn that button off there. That's better. Now, I like that one. I like the rap in that one. Did that have the rap originally?
Yeah.
You did have the rap. Turn your mic back up. Yeah, so it was. It's slightly different. You've definitely got your own unique style, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, you're not signed, obviously, at the moment, so it's something you're going to be looking at doing at a later date. What about reality? I mean, we've got X Factor at the moment, so you've got lots of reality TV on. Is that something you'd look at doing? Getting you to get your music out there? Would you jump on like a Britain's Got Talent or an X Factor?
I'd probably have to say no, I wouldn't. I'd like to be my own person. And I think with them kind of TV shows, they don't really get to be who they want to be. I think they're really influenced by, like, whoever's managing them. And they don't really get, like, their own personality across as well as I think they should. But with them kind of shows, it's not just about the music. Where I'm all for the music, like that's all that matters to me is the music, the sound. They're more about how they look and how they dance and entertain.
But yeah, it is a little bit like that.
I kind of think sometimes it's nice to just strip it back and be original.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Yeah,
which you certainly are. Really fantastic. I can picture you in all sorts of scenarios in a group and with people wrapping around you, and it's always a talent when you can mix two type of musics, which is what you're doing really. You've got a fantastic voice and then you're rapping on as well. What's the goal for you next then? What are you going to do before, you know, obviously it's so close to the end of this year.
Yeah.
Obviously got this year out of the way. What's the goal for next year going forward?
Keep writing new songs, posting new videos, hopefully record like an EP or something, get in contact with some like music managers and hopefully just take things to a different level.
To another level, yeah. Yeah. How many songs do you have under your belt? Do you have enough to, could you scramble together an EP, say five tracks of your own?
Yeah, I've got quite a lot of songs that I've written. Where you like going to the open mics and that, you get like usually you get the same sort of crowd of people down there,
yeah.
They like to hear new stuff and they're like, oh, write a new song. So that's what I usually do.
Yeah, open mics are great for showcasing your talent nowadays, aren't they? So you can, as you say, you've got people there who are regulars who go down there.
Yeah.
So you can't, if you're a singer and you've got like four or five songs that you're really good at, you can't just keep going down and doing the same four or five songs because some of the audience won't know who are new, but a lot of them are going to say, oh, she sung this last week. So you've got to keep developing your style.
Yeah.
And I take your style's developing all the time, being you're so young, so you've got lots of things coming up. So it's really good. Now, we were talking earlier on about your Facebook and sites like that. How can people find out more about you? Do you have a website? I know you're on Facebook. What's your Facebook address?
It's just Abby Norton.
So just search under Abby Norton.
Yeah.
Twitter, we worked out that we think it's ABBSN95?
I think so.
Okay, we'll check that out.
If you go on YouTube and just type in Abby Norton, there's a couple of channels on there that are mine. A few videos on there also from me playing live at the Plough Pub. Same for SoundCloud. Type in Abby Norton. I should be on there too.
Okay. I look forward to it. Listen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
It's been fantastic. We're one to look at. You're going to have to come back as well next year and we'll chat more and see how you've been getting on. But definitely check those tracks out on YouTube. I should be posting this interview up fairly soon. So by tomorrow, you'll be able to go on to phoenixfm.com, look under the Sunday Lunch Show tab, and you'll find the interview again, all the live tracks, a bit of video as well, which we've taken here in the studio. And you'll also be able to see all the other guests that have been in recently. So if you've missed it, you can just kind of listen again and again and again and again. We're going to go and do some photos now, so I'm going to put a couple of adverts on.
Before we go, I quickly do a quick shout out?
Yeah, of course you can.
It's my brother-in-law's birthday tomorrow, Lloyd, and just wanted to say happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday, Lloyd. How old is he?
Oh, he's going to be 31.
31. Happy birthday, Lloyd, 31. we'll put a track on for him soon, yeah? Okay, fantastic. Well, we're going to have some adverts. Abby, it's been a pleasure. And don't forget, we will catch all that again if you missed it at phoenixfm.com.
Thank you.